on Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph, Makim Shenagu Lichpel. We heard in the Mishnah that the Mekaymis, where they were Noyek, to be Kaifel, the Psukim, so you Kaifel the Psukim. Tana, we learned in Abaraisa, Rebbe Kaifel Bodvorim. Sarashi says Kaifel Bodvorim, May Ono Boholo. That means we had learned, and Aflamet Chesam at Beis, that the minig was that Ono Hashem Atzlich Ono, they were Kaifel, B'chol Mokim, to Chazarayim the Halacha, that is an Indian of Kvelis. They were Yaitze Shemei Koina with the first Ono Hashem Atzlich Ono, and they repeated it, so they were Kaifel. So Rebbe, may honor Vahola, so from honor Hashem Atzlichana till the end, he had angefield that they should be careful all these psukim. Rebbe Lozo ben Prote, Moisif Bodvorim. He added on to this. My Moisif Omer Abaye, Moisif Lichpel, may oitcho lomato. Rashi, Moisif Bo, Bahalo, Moisif Lichpel al Kfeilosei Shal Rebbe, May Oitcha Lamata, Kedabrishis Lael, Shekola Mizmer Kofel Meroishei Batkan, so Memela, they were Kofel, these Psukim also. We hear in the Mishnah further, Mokim Shenogu Levorech Yevorech. Omar Abaye, that what the Din Baruch is dependent on the Minika Mokim, Loishonu Elo La'achov. There's davke the brocha achoin of halov. Avol lefonov, but the brocha rishoyne mitzvah levorech, then there's that natoli in a minig, there's a mitzvah levorech. Domar av Yehuda, Domar Shmuel, kol ha mitzvah skulon mevorech aleyen oiver lasiyosa. Umay mashmedai oiver lishna dak dumihu, that oiver means right before you do the mitzvah, should be magdemit with a brocha. Tomar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Dersiv, by Yorot Achimot Derech Akiker, by Yaber Esakushi. He wanted to come and relate the Psure that Avshalom was killed, so Achimot went and he was by Yaber Esakushi, the Kushi already was going, and he was Magdim the Kushi, so he came in front of the Kushi before the Kushi. So Oiv is a Loshan before. Before you do the mitzvah, you should make a broch. Abay Rama Mehochebu Oval Lifneim, Viboy Seim Mehochev Yaver Malkom Lifneim Vashem Beroishem. Zogt Rashi, Loi Shone Detalye Broche Beminig Elo Broche Shel Achov. That is the Broche Achroine. Oiva Koidem, Vayaver Esakushi Kidmoi Lorotz Lofonot. Let us see Taisvis, Avol Lefonov Mitzvah Levorech. So we're differentiating between the Brocha Rishayne and the Brocha Achayne. Ki Hagav Namrin in Gabi Megillah Perek HaKeres HaMegillah Oimet. That what? That they're also the Mitzvah, the Brocha Rishayne is a Mitzvah, and the Brocha Achayne after the Kris Megillah is totally in Minig Hamokim. Vechaint Nan Perek Bosimin, V'yeish sheton broche lefonov, v'ein ton broche l'achov. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Nida that there are certain mitzvahs, certain inyonim, which need a broche rishoyne, do not need a broche achoyne. Meforish b'gemore lasuye reichne. The Gemara says over there that what is the Mishnah coming to tell us? Reyach, a person smells something, so the brocha rishoyne he has to make. The brocha achroine, you don't have, there's no brocha achroine on reyach. So Taisva says, Avi motzi lemeima lasuye halal megila b'mokim shenogu shalel lebrech achayim. The Gemara could have said that the Mishnah is coming to tell us halal and megila, also they need a brocha lefneim, bein tom brocha achayim b'mokim shalei nogu. El reichni psikale. No, reyach is a klorazach. Here they have to differentiate b'mokim shaloi nagu, b'mokim shenagu. So in order to avoid getting involved in these mekaymes, he said something that's b'chol ha-mekaymes, that's not b'chol ha-mekaymes, and that's reyach. Reyach doesn't have a brocha achayne. Now, to understand what Tosfos is saying further, we have to understand what the Gemara says there in Masechtas Nida. First, the Gemara said that, what does the Mishnah mean? Yesh etom brocha lefono bein tom brocha lachem. So the Gemara said mitzvahs. Mitzvahs need a brocha lefneim, tzitzes, lulav, tefillin, they need a brocha lefneim, they don't need a brocha achay. So the Gemara in Esa Kasha, the Bnei Marove used to make a broche on tefillin when they took off the tefillin. So according to the Bnei Marove, you see that there is a broche achroine on tefillin. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So therefore the Gemara says it's not going on mitzvahs, it's going on reich. That is the shakla v'tarya in the Gemara. Now there's a machlekes harishoinim how to learn pshat in that Gemara. The Ramban learns pshat, that the Bnei Marove held by all mitzvahs you make when you're goymer the mitzvah, you make a brocha achayne. Said it by tefillin, or then by tzitzis. The Ramban says, if you took off tzitzis in the middle of the day, you don't make a brocha because you weren't goymer the mitzvah, because there's a chiv still to wear tzitzis. But when you goymer the mitzvah, you make a brocha. If you make a mitzvah that a siyosa gemar mitzvah, so you take a lulav and you finish your yaitzis, so you make a brocha afterwards also. So according to the Ramban, the Hemshech of the Gemara is very good. The Gemara asked, the Mishnah speaking about mitzvahs. According to the Bnei Marove, a mitzvah should also make a brocha chayne. So what is the Mishnah speaking about? So the Mishnah speaking about reyach. The Rabbi Netam, Taisus means down there, the Rabbi Netam, the Rabbi Netam says no, that the Bnei Marove only made a brocha on tefillin. And the Rabbi Netam says a whole shtick teire, because there's an iser to wear tefillin at night. So before they took off the tefillin, before it became night, so they were mekayim a mitzvah saseh of not wearing tefillin at night. So they made a broche, but they only made a broche on tefillin. There was only a broche achayna on tefillin. But other mitzvahs, they also never made a broche. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. So now, let us see, now understand Hemshech HaTosfos. Taisus said, Be'emes, and that what the Gemara says, Reyach, is a dover shatom broche lefonav etom broche lach. They said the Malkam said other things also, halal megillah. But then you have to be marich and mefaret. So that's what the Gemara didn't say. So Taisa says the chamoy kain avimotzel meim a mitzvah stuve kigain tzitzis v'shoifah v'sukkah v'lulav lamay de pirish rabbeinu tam de mevorchin lishmer chukov elo atvilin luchudayu v'davke k'shem esalkan mishim laylo ocheman dom a layla lavz man tvilu, that it's also to wear tvilin. So according to rabbeinu tam, the gemara could have said other mitzvahs, but then again ochemoy kain, but then you have to start differentiating maybe they rove mitvilinit and tzitzisho. So fakert, so just like the gemara avoided getting into the complexities of mitzvahs, which mitzvahs shah and which mitzvahs nit, and the Gemara jumped to Reyach, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So the same minion, the Gemara could have mentioned Halal and Mikra Megillah, but also you have to go into complexities. Sometimes you do make a bracha reina, sometimes you don't make a bracha reina. So to avoid this, that's why the Gemara said Reyach. Oiver lasiyosa. So the Gemara says that you have to make the bracha before the asiyas ha-mitzvah. Mitam zeh, tzorich levoich alulav, kaidim sheyitlenu. So you'll have to make a bracha on the lulav before you take it in your hand. De'i la'acher shenotloi, because if he takes it first, mid'ag ve'nofik beker, demrinim b'say pirken. The Gemara says as soon as you pick it up, you yaitse. So you can't make the bracha after you pick it up, so you have to make the bracha before you pick it up. Umiyu loy mistaver klal, but Taisa says that is not mistaver, that you should make a broche and then take the dalad minim. Tahayich yevoich olav umunach bekeli. How could you make a broche and it's munach bekeli? Like that's a koidem de koidem. Oivel asiyosam, but it's munach bekeli. Ha'omar ba koimetz rabbe, tfilin me'emosai mevoich alayim. When do you make the brocha and tefillin? Mishas anoche at shas kshira. So the Gemara says that the time after the anoche at shas kshira, that is the mokim, that is the mokim in this man brocha. So that's called kaidem asiyosim. That means it's laying on the mokim already. It's only missing the kshira. So that's called Oivel Asiyasam. But before it reaches the Mokim Anocha, that's called Kaidim the Kaidim. That's not Kaidim Asiyasam. That's Kaidim the Kaidim. Dechol, this is the Lashon of the Tesis Rosh, Dechol, Shor, Shein HaMitzvah, Mizumenes, Biyodei, Lassayis, Loi Mistave, Klal, Avoy, Cholov. So, Memele, so it's not Mistave, Eisis. If you learn Agamore, Erlech, it would seem that you make the Broche before you pick up the Lulav. But it's not Mistave, you should make a Broche, when the Mitzvah is not Mizumen, Biyodei, Lassayis. Veshemo Mishayascha Lita Lulav, Kaidim Shayita La Esrig Mavorich. Maybe you'll take, when you take the Lulav in your hand, before you take the Esrig, then you make the Broch. Vaina Oivel Asiyosan, Shema Akvin Zeh Zeh. So it's Mezumenes Biyodoi, and it's still called Oivel Asiyosan. Now, L'chayrebs, it's unclear what Taisvus is saying. We had before a machlekes between the Bahag and the Rabbeinu Tam, that if a person has to take all four minim together, or for a person, or according to that, so she does Rabbeinu Tam, and according to the Bahag, he can take one after the other. Now, according to the Bahag, I can understand Taisvus. That means Be'etzim, he started the mitzvah. There's a t'nai in the mitzvah that he won't be yoytzeh unless he takes all four minim, but it works retroactive. That means that when he takes so he's taking the lulav now, will there be a kiyum of mitzvah's lulav? It depends. If later he'll take the other three minim, there'll be a kiyum of mitzvah's lulav. Later he won't take, so there won't be a kiyum. So it's called Oivel Asiyosan because there was no kiyum yet. There was no kiyum. Goli Musa, later there'll be a kiyum lamafre, but the vow there's no kiyum yet. But he started the mitzvah, he started the maisa mitzvah already. So that's called the mitzvah is mezumen biyodai. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, when the Tam says the mitzvah is, you don't hold both, all the minim in your hand, you don't make the mitzvah. So it's nothing. So I don't understand what's the difference if the lulav is in front of you and you're not holding the lulav, so the mitzvah is not mezumen biyodai, or the esrig is in front of you. The mitzvah is not mezumen, the mitzvah is not lulav, the mitzvah is dalad minim. It's oder oder. It's the gimel minim is nothing. So the mitzvah is not, if there's such an inyan that it's not mezumen biyodai, so I don't understand too well, so why is this good? Now the second eitz of Taisvus, I understand. Inami la'acher shenoytol shneim. If he took everything el shahoyfech echad mehem, k'dominim b'soyf pirkin, k'shahofrei den yoytze b'mitzvus ala derech de'losan k'doshinim perek lulav arovim d'rsiv atzay shitim oimdim. Or he's holding all four minim, but one is mahapach the yesrei. So this we can understand according to Rabbeinu Tam. That means it's mezumen biyodoi. This is similar to tefillin. It's munach al yodai. He has to just be mekasheret. So here, everything, the dalad minim are biyodai, and he just has to be mehapachet. This is easier to understand than the first case of when the esrig is befonov. Ba'afilu noked look at derek de'losan. That place says the third eight. So he could hold it derek de'losan. Efsher she yiskaven shle lotzis boy. He could be mechaven not to be yoytze. Ad ache broche. Till he makes the broche. So memele, so here it's also, so this is Oivel Asiyosan. That means that he was not yoytze yet. So it's Oivel Asiyosan. And it's mezumen biyodai. Af al gav dem rinem besoifru besden de mitzvahs einam tzriches kavone. And you don't need kavone. So what says he's mechave nate biyoyte ba mitzvahs einam tzriches kavone. Mikol bokim bal koche loy nofik. But if he doesn't want to biyoyte, he won't biyoyte. So my mail, this will be called Oivel Asiyosan. Vahod loy mishani hoche besoif pirkim. Why didn't the Gemara say, the Gemara, the end of the Perek has a problem. It says, in the end of the Perek, that if a person a person took a Yom Tov HaRishon shel Chag Shechalias b'Shabbat, b'Shochach b'Hoitzias Alulu b'Shus HaRabim, potom neshei tziyah b'Shus. That he's potter from a Kol M'chatas, he took out the Lulu b'Shoigig, so he's potter from a Kol M'chatas because he's a Torbid Val Mitzvah. So Torbid Val Mitzvah, so he's potter. So the Gemara asked Akash, it's not Torbid Val Mitzvah. Mida Ag Bein Nofik Bei. As soon as he picked up the lulav in his house, he was Yates already. So Memela, so it's no more Torbid Val Mitzvah. He was already Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Gemara says that Teretz, Amarbaik Shehofchoy. Speaking about, he turned it upside down. So he wasn't Yates. So why didn't the Gemara answer that it's speaking about that he had Kabona not to be Yates?
They
were speaking about a person that's not a Boki. He's going to a Boki to learn. So the Taisis HaRosh is a little mazber, a better the Taisis. Mishum the Mairi Ba'odom She'enei Boki Bidinei Kavones HaMitzvah. He's not Boki in the din of the Kabonis HaMitzvah. Shlei Heilach Eitzel Boki Lilmait. Aval HaYodah Sheni Yitzibem Ela Derech Delosa. That means we're speaking about a person who wasn't such a big lamb. So Memele, that he sich knew, that he wants to be Yitzel later, doesn't want to be Yitzel now. So Memele, he was Mahapach Desrik. That could be he did, that he knew. If it's upside down, but exactly how to be mekayim the mitzvah, he says, "Brother, sheni boki bedinei kavonas hamitzvah." That means to know this shtik Torah that a kavona lehepech helps. That he didn't know. It's very interesting. I mean to say that that he also didn't know bedinei kavonas hamitzvah. Poshut, he didn't know how one does the mitzvah. So Memela, that's why the Gemara did not want to say over there that it's speaking about that it was Mechab Beferish not to be Yoitz. Inami, Mishum, the like, now this is maybe another tariff. But why is it called Oivalasa Yosa? Mishum, the like, Gomro, Mitzvosei, Adacha, Ninua. That it's still called Oivalasa Yosa because the mitzvah was a nigma. The Gemara mitzvah comes after the Ninua, so if you, so you could still make a bracha because you weren't going with the mitzvah. The mahai time and nami mevorchin on natilus yodayim acha natila. For that reason, we make a bracha on natilus time after the natila. The loigomar mitzvah soy ad acha nigot. Because the mitzvah becomes nigmar till when he dries his hands. That means the gemar hatayre is after he dries his hands, the bring the pekama the site. The osalecho b'loy nigov yodayim. So therefore, so we see before the gemar hamitzvah is called oivel asiyosa. So memela the gemar hamitzvah is the ninuim. So therefore, we can make the broche before the ninuim. So it's called oivel asiyosa. Omi yotaisa says loydomi kulihai. It's not such a good sushtel. The ninua eina elam. Marshirei mitzvah ba'alme. Ninu is only marshirei mitzvah. V'loi ma'akev k'demrinim b'soif pirkim edag bein nofek bein. U'mishani k'shahop choyv loi mishani b'sholoi niyana. So there b'shad is yoyoyitze, it's only marshirei mitzvah. So memela who says that ma'sha'en kein bein etilash yadayim, there pshat is it's also lechel below nigav yadayim. So lemaisa the chalais tara wasn't chal till his menagiv yodav. That on the tilas nchal was menagiv yodav. So memela, so there talk it's called ovelasa yosam. Here you were yaitz already. You didn't do the hider of the mitzvah, the hechsha of the mitzvah, the shirayim of the mitzvah. So who says that Chodeivel Asiyosam? Then Taisus is a miyemesu the labosa the nofik bei mevorich. But that's the emes. That's the emes eteret that the broche is made after your yaitze and before the ninua. You talk about make the broche after your yaitze. Kidemuchar perikame the psoche. The pligi ba'al biyah chometz. There's a machlekes in the Gemara if one can say al biyah chometz before the bdikah. The mar sova l'sha'ovar mash mitvei, and al biyah is mash maloshanova on the biyah that I have made. And therefore one cannot make the brocha before the bdikah because he didn't, because the loshan is mashma that it was already done. So you have a machloikis if albiyah there's a mashmois lahaba or l'shava. Porich, frech de gemore, ma'oise lulav la'atzmoi, diktoni not loy lotzis boy, oime al netilas lulav. So you see klol that al is mashma lahaba. Because you lamanda mevoich levayich, he holds you can't say albiyah because albiyah is mashma l'shava. Mishani, the Gemara answers, Shani Hosom, the Beidne da Agveinu Nofekbe. So there the Gemara says, no, Albiya is very good. He was Yaitse ready. Sakamash Mulashova, he was Yaitse. Uporech, Ihochi, Lotseis, Yotse by me boy lay. So it says, not lay Lotseis boy, it should have said, Yotse by me, call it Yilas Lulu. Mishani Mishum the Kabbalah Misna Seifa Leisha Botana Reisha Lotzis Boy, but Emerson is Taki Yotza Boy. So you see, Klo, that the Broch is made after your Yotza. But so, Chloem Al Kolchacha, Oil Va Mitzvah Loi Nigmar Adayim. So what's Taki? How are we Yotza the Oivel as the Yotza? Because the Mitzvah wasn't Nigma. Legamri, the Boy Ninua. So my boy, that's why you still make a Broch. Ba'oi, there's another Indian, kedemrinim b'soi pirkin, min hogon, shalanshe Yerushalayim, odem yoitzei mitoich beisoi, v'lulovi biyodoi, nichnas lebeis haknesses, v'lulovi biyodoi, kairi krishma, v'lulovi biyodoi, afabish kolel adborom ein ma'akvin, mikol mokem oil v'yesh bedovo mitzvah min ha'mufcha, that's nichlan v'lekachtem lechem, but there should be a lekiche, it doesn't say fakel, the more you hold it, the better it is. Choshev ka'ivel asiyos. So memela, so that's perhaps the best Eretz Yisrael says, that really, yotake deike mitzvah yiyaitse before the brocha, but since there are shirayim, that one can be mekayim late, it's considered ka'ivel asiyos. Ubehed ye omar bi Yerushalmi de brochas perka roig abi tzitzis, oise tzitzis l'atzma, ime brocha d'Hashem, lekeinu malocheilum asher kitshonu mitzvois yitzvonu la'asei tzitzis. Make a brocha on the hatolos at tzitzis. Nis'atev bo, he was mis'atev in the tzitzis, oime asher kitshonu mitzvois yitzvonu lis'atev ba tzitzis. Now it says here, nis'atev bo oime. So it says, after the yituf, you make the brocha. So you see, klo, that you can make the broche after the ito. V'hainu taime, l'pish ha-mitzvah moishechas kol zman shumu'uta v'yoymet. So memela, it's a mitzvah ha-nimshach, so even though you started the mitzvah ready, you can still make a broche. Mikol mokim lo legamri domi l'lulav, tzitzis is not doymet l'lulav, d'hosam avoich al netilas l'lulav. The broch is natilas lulav, which is not all over a kvar ike mitzvah. There lamais ike mitzvah, you were yaitz already. Again, there's only hidurim. The mitzvah mina muvcha. But over here, by tzitzis takia, there is a kiyam of tzitzis called man you were in the beged. So a meila, so therefore you can make a broch. So again, it's not such a shtakerai. For hosam bi rishalmi pligi mitzvahs me'emesai mevorech aleim. Rabbi Yochanan Oimer Oivel Asiyosin, Rabbi Huna Omar Beshas Asiyosin. Now, it's very unclear how this comes in. Some Achleikis now, Oivel Asiyosin, Beshas Asiyosin. So, what's this Negei Alonu? And the Eitzah brings down that it is a bigger problem. Rabbi Huna, Mor says, Rabbi Huna that says Beshas Asiyosin holds like Shmuel. And Shmuel, it says by Yosem Babli, call a mitzvah school mavoch lein oivel asiyosan. So, and here it says b'shas asiyosan. So the Eitz says pshat, that Taisvis loim pshat amachlekes Rav Huna, Rav Yechna was in this nekuda gufe. If Rav Yechna said you only make the bracha oivel asiyosan, but if you made the yesi, even though the zakiyam hanim shah, you don't make a bracha anymore. You only make the bracha before the asiyas ha-mitzvah. And Rav Huna says, b'shas asiyosan, you can still make the broche even though it was done already, but you're still continuing doing the mitzvah, you could also make a bracha. So Tosis wants to say, there the Gemara says, Rav Huna like Shmuel, so Al-Kapon and Faketza, my teretz isn't a bad teretz, according to Rav Huna, Taka. According to Rav Huna, that means, not according to Rav, according to Rav Yochanan, it doesn't help. Because Rav Yochanan says, Davka oivel asiyosam, not b'shas asiyosam. But according to Rav Huna, it's a good malach. Zog de Mishne weiter, Alekeach lulev mechaveiroi, bishviyiz, noisin loy esrig b'matona. If a person purchases a lulev from his chava, so he asks the moicher that he should please give him the esrig for a matona, lefi she'ein rashoi lelokchei bishviyiz, because he's not permitted to purchase the Esrig. The Esrig has Kedusha Shvi'itz. So he asks, he should ask the Moicha HaTayveh, give me the Esrig b'maton, and I'll pay you for the Lulav. So Rashi, Alekeach Lulav Mechaveilei. So Rashi says, Li Nire, that this is not a correct Girsa, the Alekeach Lulav Mi'am Ha'oretz Karsinam. We're going to say that, not Chaveilei, Am Ha'oretz Karsinam. This whole aloche that one is not permitted to pay for the esrig only applies by an amoretz. So therefore, the Mishnah should say explicitly that he's buying from an amoretz. And so that's not merumis in the Mishnah. If it says chaveiroi, so if the lekeach is a chava, is a talmud chochem, so he wouldn't call an amoretz chaveiroi. And if the Mishnah is speaking about the both Amoratsim, the whole reason we'll see in the Gemara, that you're not allowed to give the May Perishvius to Amoratz because you're choishitim. They'll tell this to Amoratz, you're choishitim Amoratz. I mean, he won't listen to you. As the choishitim Amoratz, it's such an insult. So therefore Rashi holds we should be goyres, aloikeach, Lulev me am haoretz. Noising loy esrig b'matone, chover shekoina hishane kula me amoretz b'shviyiz. He's buying the whole set. Yibakish mimeno litin loy esrig b'matone. You'll sell me the lulev and the hishanes and the rovitz, the hadas and the rovitz, but give me the esrig b'matone. Vishein rashoi b'gmore meforesh taim. Zokta Gemore, loy rotza litain loy b'matone mal. What is the halacha if he doesn't want to give him b'matone? B'matone dach mevelen geb. Omar Rav Huna mavliya loy d'mei esrig b'lulat. Then he goes and he says, no, you have to give me a matone. He says, I'm going to give you a matone. So then he says, so charge me the more money for the lulav. How much money you would want to charge for the esrig, charge me for the lulav, and give me the esrig b'matona. Let's see Rashi, mabli leid me esrig b'lulav, yim ke lulav v'yoyke, ad sheyitin lei esrig b'matona. But he has to convince him the esrig is given b'matona. Frek de gemore v'leisev lei behed, why do you need such a trade? Let him pay him for the esrig already. What's wrong with that? The Gemara answers, "Lafishein meisrin de mei peirishvi islam haoretz." One does not give over the domim of peirishvi, the money which is the tashlumim of peirishvi islam haoretz. The sanya ein meisrin de mei peirishvi islam haoretz yosam imozni shalish sudas. One does not give over money which is worth more than the value of 3 sudas to an am haoretz, which if it's de mei peirishvi. If he did, by mistake, he gave over more money than Shalashudis, Yoimah, he should say, Hare Mos Halolo. So this Mos, this money, which is Kedusha Shviyas now, I gave over, I purchased from an Amoretz Peira Shviyas. And the amount was more than 3 Sudis. So now, the money I had given to the Amoretz has Kedusha Shviyas on it. To make Peira Shviyas. So he should say, Harei Mos Halolu, the money which is Burshus Amoicha Yehu Mechulolim Al Peirish Sheyeshli B'Seich Beisai. So the Kedusha Shviyas, which was Nitfis on the money, should now become Nitfis on my Peiris. And the Peiris, which are in his house, he'll eat them B'Kedusha Shviyas. Let us see Rashi. B'Leisiv Leid, the May Esrik Behedja, let him pay for the Esrik. My time ain't reshoyle loikhei b'shviz. Why can he purchase an esrog b'shviz? So the Gemara says, ain't meisrin de mei peire shviz lamoros. Why not? Da teure omro lo ochlo veloi l'schoyle. Peire shviz should be eaten, and they shouldn't be used for business purposes. So what does that mean? Shakol, Sarash is a very interesting pshat. Shakol peire shviz chayovin lihispire b'shviz. Peiris shviyas have to be used up in shviyas. Hain, the peiris, udmeyim. And the money that one got for peiris shviyas, which also has a kedusha shviyas. V'loi sheyase behem schoirosi, what does schoire mean? Latznia la'acher shviyas. That one should not take the money, and put the money away for after shviyas. That means, so the money will not be used up. Schoire is a dugme of a usage which will not be used up in Shviz or be put away for investing. Ulahashir. That'll be put away. Latin lacha Shviz ulahashir. Money one puts away and invests. And the aloha is that Peiris Shviz or the Demei Peiris Shviz have to be used up in Shviz. Now you give them money, so it's a shod to use up the money right away. You have to put it away. So lefichol ein meisrim lamdomim likach mehem klum bedomim dekaov alif naiv elisitei mirshus. So give him demei peiris shviyas, which has kedusha shviyas, which has halacha that has to be used up in shviyas. You're not permitted to give it to him. He's choshud that he'll put it away. That is Yaisel Mimozin Sholish Sudis. That means you shouldn't give him money which is a value more than 3 Sudis. Avo Mozin Gimel Moisrin Kedechaya Dikalameima Lesudis Shabbos Utsorich. He needs it for Shabbos. Bekimin Shuta Berev Shabbos Uta Lachol Yemeis HaShabbos. That means on the Mozin Sholish Sudis, I could be Toile, it will be Takanis Bayer Inchvius, or buy food with it and lead it up. So Memele, so Ad Mozin Gimel Sudis, you can give it to him. After Mozin Gimel Sudis, you more than Mozin Gimel Sudis, you can't give to him. Being Mosa, what happens if he gave him more money? Sheshochach, he forgot, to Mosa loy. Yoima Chavel Ze Shemosa loy, Moi Saloli Shemesarti Lama Oretze. This money which I gave over to the Samoritz, v'chol aleihem kedusha shviyas, k'dem rinin l'kamon shviyas teifeses domer b'kedushoso mikroi, that shviyas is teifes to domim, and the domim has kedusha shviyas, yumachulolis al peiris sheyeshli b'sech beisi, yumachulolim al peiris sheyeshli b'sech beisi. So the kedusha which is on the money, she become this halal on the peiris chulin that I have in my house. She ainom shol shviyas. V'yekonsu a peiris l'kedusha tachteim. So the kedusha on the money becomes now nitfas on his peiris. Ubo chavoze v'oichel oisom ha peiris b'kedusha shviyas. And he consumes of these peiris with kedusha shviyas, which includes achile, shtiye, besiche, adlokas haner, shein hanois, amutoris behem, kedemeforish, bemesech shviyas. So for Kert, that's what he's permitted, that's what he should do. And memele, so by being mechalol the domim, he'll, on his peiris, so this michshol will be taken away from the Am Haaretz. Let us see Tosfos. Aloikeach lulev mechaveiroi b'shviyas, peirish bekunteris, de me'am haoretz mukmila b'gmore. The Gemara says that it is speaking about an Am Haaretz. Amaoret l'gabi chave loikori chaveri. So therefore Rashi was magi in the Mishnah, not alekeach lulev me chaveroi, alekeach lulev me amaoret. So Taisvah says, "Val dichinam dochak." That's not necessary. The problem isn't such a problem. The Ashkechon beduchti tuve. We find in many cases the korile chaveri. The Mishnah calls an amaoritz achave to a talmud rochem. The snan beperik hanizokin mash eles isha lechavoto achshuda ala shviis. That a woman can be mashal lechavat achshud al shviyis. She's not choshal shviyis. Lechavat is choshal shviyis. A perik bakel ma'arvin ha'im lechaveri tzei ulekait lechoteini mitenosi. Oichel mehem aray umaisron vaday. There he told them to take teinim, and there we say if he didn't tell them an amount to take, so he's zicher the Baal HaTa'inim was zicher not mafrish maisres on them because he doesn't know how much he's going to take. Then the Sefer says, but what if he told them take a kalkol of ta'inim? So then there's a suffix, maybe he was mafrish maiser, maybe he wasn't mafrish maiser. So it says he should be mafrish maiser d'mai. Tony Sefer b'med v'om amurim ba'am ha'oretz. Al kaponim, so it starts off ha'oimer lechaveiroi, and it's speaking about that the oimer is an am ha'oretz. Here it's a little better. Here the am ha'oretz can consider the chava, the talmud chochem is chava. Our mission is the other way around, that the talmud chochem considers the am ha'oretz is chava. That already could be is not so poshut. The first case of Taisvis, Mashalas Isha Lechavoto, Achshud Ala Shviyis, so this, one of the Mephoshim wants to say that there could be, the Mishnah would call it Chavoto if you know what the story is speaking about. I mean, it says, Klo, Mashalas Isha Lechavoto, Achshud Ala Shviyis. So you see, the Isha is not Choshud, and the Chavoto is Choshud, the Mishnah calls it Chavoto, you'll call it Chavoto. But here the Mishnah is very sosom. It says, Alekech lulu mechaveroim. The whole halach applies only if it is an amaoret. So why didn't the Mishnah tell us this? That it's speaking about an amaoret. That means, if I get it, the Mishnah is misleading. If it tell me beferish chavat achshud ala shvi, so good, so I know it's speaking about such a chavat. But it doesn't say anything. It's speaking about dafka amaoret. And it says a misleading losh, and that was Rashi's taina. B'Shabbos perek shoyel lo yomer odom lachaveira yischoyel li pe'alim u'muki lei b'chaveira nochi, says even a goy could be called chaveira. So Taisus holds you don't to make a girsa. B'leisav lei demei ha'esrik behedye. My time ain rashoy lo loikha. Why are you not permitted to buy it from him? Give him the money. So Taisus says, what's the whole shakla v'tai? There's an isa lasa yischoyre. So Taisa says, "Dim mishum da'osa lase schoire beperish shviyis loichoshiv schoire elokehi de mesecha shviyis perik zayin." Schoire is only called in such a case. What the case? Lo yehei loikeach yirokei sode umoicher b'shuk. And we'll see loikeach means loikate. It means a person should not klaib yirokis and sell them. Avol hu loikate. But he's permitted to klaib the peiris ubnei moichal yode, and the son will sell for them. Lokach laatzmoi. What if he had taken the peiris for himself to eat? Vahoisir, and then there was left over muta limker peiris. Now Taisus explains. Hainu lekeach, hainu leiket. Lekeach means that he's not permitted to pick the yerokis and sell them. Kediktani sefer, avol hu loiket ubnei moich, avol loiket. Ubehed yektani b'tesefton, the tesefton says klo, v'lo yei loiket, shemoich b'shuk, hu aloiket atzmei osa. V'lilkoit la'ochlo omarachmona, v'lo lilkoit l'schoire d'hainu limke. So Tais says, the whole Isra of Schoire is, if a person picked the peiris, with an intent for selling them. That is what the Torah asked. Avol hu loikeit ubnei moichal ayodei. But the son is permitted to sell it, since the sun did not pick it. Loi choshev schayre, even though loi liktam. The iser schayre is only haloiket almanas linker ba'atzmoi. Was a loiket that he won't sell it, so it's mutter already. Ubirishalmi omrina, ha'achin melaktin. You can have two brothers which pick the peiris. Ve'echod moicha al yedeim, they have law, moicha shalei v'shal chaveich. Now you have two brothers that pick the peiris. Now one will sell all the peiris. What's that? One will sell all the peiris. So now he's selling his brother's peiris, his mutter, because he didn't pick his brother's peiris. And this peiris will sell v'hav law. So memele, so you see that, that the Isser Schoire is only in a specific case if it was like it amenas limke. So memele, so, the Mishnah doesn't have to be speaking about such a case, so that's what the Gemara is, so let him pay him for it. What's wrong? Omar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, in this case, Reis Achen Melaktim, Bavachel Yasu, Palta Pershle Ye Meichel, Bu Asre Kolsho. They shouldn't do it a lot. Aber Kaponim, Beseiche Shvies, des Namper Kamadar, Shoshone Perg Zaboyre, Hainu ki hai gavne. Seiche Shvies is aloiket amenas limke. That's Seiche Shvies. But Samazoi, if you don't have this matzev, there's no issa. The Evsher, now Taisu says, maybe hakoine mechaveiroi kidei laharviach velimker biyoikef, a person indulges in business take that he purchases from farmers to sell. Hainu nami schoire. Could be this is also called schoire. That means even though in the Mishnah, the Baraisa, it's mentioned loye loikeich yirokis, which means, doesn't mean loikeich, it means loikei. But could be loikeich yirokis amoyche b'shut is also awesome. Obe peirik zayin de shviyis nan, we learned as follows. Shein oisin schoire be peirik shviyis. One is not permitted to do schoire be peirik shviyis. V'lai b'pcheires, v'lai b'trumeis, v'lai b'neveles, v'lai b'treifes, v'lai b'shkotzen, v'lai b'ramosen. V'lai m'shkache sheikulam shovim l'inyin schoire elaki agavne, de behed yishor achmona limke kadursi v'ay mochi l'anochi. Now, we have here in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says one is not permitted to do schoire b'peire shviz. And it says one is not permitted to do schoire with nevelas. Now, let us figure out what's the case of nevelas. Nevelas does not mean that a person has nevelas, she's not allowed to sell it, because she's allowed to sell a nevelas. So what is the case of one is not permitted to do schoire with nevelas? That means that a person purchases nevelas to sell. That is the schoire which is also by nevelas. A person that had a nevela died by him, he's permitted to sell it. Enough in the post. So the iser is speaking about a soiche. So a middleman who So if the Mishnah in Shvius puts together the same Mishnah. Ein oisin schoire be peirish viyis, and ein oisin schoire be nevelis. So it would seem that they're speaking about the same case. So that a person is not to permitted to purchase peirish viyis to sell. So that Taisus was misuping that. The Evsher Taisus said maybe that also goes into this schoire. So now Taisus says I have a smach to that because the Mishnah in Shviyis. Puts in one Mishnah, Seichei Shviyas, and Seichei Nevelas, and Seichei Nevelas has to mean that a middleman who's purchasing Nevelas to sell them B'yoike, so it could be that's also included in Seichei Shviyas. But Al Kaponim, to Asug, there's no Sheiches, I mean, these are certain cases, a Seichei, or a Loiket Amanas Limke, but like this, normally you can purchase Peir Shviyas. So what's wrong? So the Gemara said, "Shem Yisrael Amoritz to May Perish Shvi." Perish Hakontris, that Teira Omra LaOchlo VeLoy LeSchoira. That what does that mean? Shekol Perish Shvi is Chayomin LeHis Bayer BeShviis. That Shviis has to you have to derive benefit from it in Shviis. Hein Udmeyim. The Peir Shviyas and the money which was given for the Peir Shviyas. ולא יעשה בהן צחוי רוסו, you should not do business with them, לתני לאח השביעיס ולהשם. This drosh vachlos chermin that the shviyas and the meipere shviyas should be used up in shviyas and not to be invested, to be put away. That is the holy bikoshe. And the makayer of this, Rashi said, the peire shviyas have to be used up in shviyas. So Rashi, the makayer of Rashi was, shekol peire shviyas chayovim lehisbayer b'shviyas. Hein udmeim. So Rashi means the rhyme for the loch of beer. There's a din of beer peire shviyas. So that means beer peire shviyas means they have to be used up in shviyas. So Tosfos asks, because dem kein lichtero kol eisen des name mesach shvis be exam sheslam shvis ein lam bier so she come out that there are certain peiris that there's no din bier on them, so there's no din bier, so then these peiris one should be permitted to purchase from a hamoretz because it doesn't have to be used up in shvis be hed ye po beshmaiten nasug ye ask si hochi lulav nami, the Gemara asks, how are you permitted to give him money for the lulav? The Gemara held lulav as kedusha shviyas, how are to give him money? The lulav ain't loy beer, the miskayim who, the kosalim sodom of lama. According to Rashi, that the whole issel to give perish shviyas, to be meisel, the may perish shviyas lama, because maybe won't be used up, that doesn't apply by a lulav, because a lulav is not in beer. Ella haino time. No, so they says the reason is the iki isure tuve. There are many isurim she'ein amaoretz nizar, and amaoretz is not careful lesser to aser. Lifnes ben behemet meyem, with the may perish vishnala to purchase a behemet meyem, vodem bekakois, cholot betalis, minolayim. Abaya is a person who takes care of the mayim and the boyer, Bleila Palan, Tapesa Melchis, Bleila Safan, Bleila Sapo. So there's a multitude of halachis which apply to the May Peire Shviyas, as Kedusha Shviyas. The Shviyas, Lachila, Ushtiya, Ulasicha, can only be used for these three purposes. He says there's no schum of the amount of isurim that are noyig by dvei perishvies. So memela, so you don't have to figure out what the isur. This is poshut that amoretz does not know the halachis. So memela, by giving him over the May Perish Fias, Yaival if Naiva, he's gonna do an issa with them. Yaisel Mimozin Sholei Sudais. Mashme Sheyesh Bidmei Esrik. So we're talking about that, so let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says you can't purchase the Esrik from the Moicher, because you don't give over to a Moicher, you don't give over to a Moicher, the May Peire Shviz, which is worth more than three Sudas. Mashme, Sheyesh, Bidmei Esri, Yoisa, Mimozin, Shalosh Sudas. So Vais Tais and Esri can cost more than three Sudas. Now that's a lot of money. V'hod, the Snampeg, Vov, the Mila, Nosen, Loi, Shtei, Plutis. We see from the Gemara in Mila that an esrig costs a pruta. And here we see that it could cost more than three sudas. That's an esrig posel. You're only purchasing it for the fruit. No, that's worth a pruta. Kosher. Here we're talking about a kosher esrig and a merudadik esrig. Dom of Yekarim, that's already expensive. You pay money for that. But Bnei Yeshua says it's very interesting though that he says, good, you pay money for that. So he says, but mehechi teisi that the kedusha shviyas should be nitfas on this value. The means he would think that the Kedusha Shvius is only for the achila of the peiri. What the achila is worth, he says, someone will charge 1,000 zuz for an esrig, some emelus, or all the 1,000 zuz has Kedusha Shvius. I mean, this is a shimur shal mitzvah. Good, there's a market for it. Good, it's not, perhaps it's not, no, it's not gezel. But he said he holds it's a chiddush that, that all this money gets Kedusha Shvius. Mois halolu mechulolin al perish yeshli bebeisi. The Gemara says, what is if a person by mistake gave an amoretz the may perish shvius, which was worth more than 3 sudis? So now that we were in a problem, we were machshol the amoretz, he might come to invest it and or we might do isurim with it. So he's machalol the peiris of the moicha. I'm sorry, he's machalol the domim of the moicha on the peiris of the lekeich. Lekeich is machalol the domim of the moicha on his peiris. So Taisva says, pluktehi b'shmaita ditznuim b'merube, gabi kerem im yochel lechalol ma shebiyad chaveiris. Now, let us just spend a few minutes to understand what Taisus is saying. Is a sugye perik merube, if a person is bekoyach to sell, to be mafker, to be machalol, something that's ene b'shusoy. And there the Gemara is speaking about something that was, let's say, Reuven had a chayfetz, and it was stolen from Reuven. It's b'shus shimin. So it's a chayfetz shel Reuven b'shus shimin. Can Reuven be magdishet? Can Reuven be moich selet? Can Reuven be mafkeret? Can Reuven be mechalolet? So that's a whole sugya. Something that sheloi ve'enei b'shusoi is he b'koyach to balabateve over it. It's a sugya. The Gemara in Merube is speaking about over there, about kerem revai. Someone owned a kerem, which was revai, it was the 4th year. Not allowed to eat it. You have to either bring it to Yerushalayim, you have to be mechalolet. And this kerem revai was stolen. And the owner feels very bad. Nebuch, the ganovim are going to eat kerem revai. Nebuch, ganovim memela. But kerem revai, I mean, they should be nichshel b'macholos asuris. So the bala kerem wants to be mechalo the peiris revai, and he has money, he'll be mechalol it. Let them eat the, and then he'll take the money and go to Yerushalayim. Why should they be nichshel and then macholos asuris? So the Gemara has a whole pilpul. Can he do it? Can't he do it? It's shaloi. It's his peiris. It's ein b'shusoi. So that's the whole shakla. There's a shakla v'taya there. So Taisva says, plukti b'shmaita detznuim b'merube gabi kerem im yochel lechalol ma shebiyad chaveri. Is one b'koyach to be mechalol that which is biyad b'shus chaveri, it's ene b'shus, so can he do it, yes or no? Fine, the whole sugya. L'man da'osah, so Taisva says, but there's one man, the other man says, you can't, it has to be b'shusoy. Koshe, say bezoi ma moyul kam, say bezoi yishver agamo, according to that man, the yomal, so how can the chava be mechalo the domim which is b'shus ha-moichem, with his peiris, it's ain't a b'shusay, how can he do such a thing? Now, Taisus is very shver. The Sfasemeth, the Rishash asks, Taisus are zugestalt two different things. Here it's not only a problem according to one man, the Yoma. The Gemara in Merube is speaking about that it was his peiris, it was stolen from him, so that's called it shaloi ve'enei b'shusai. It is a shaila, can one be mechalo peiris, which are shaloi, and ainam b'shusai. That's a shaila, machloikis. Over here, we're speaking about a different story. A person went and purchased from an am ha'oretz peiris shvius, which are worth more than shalosh sudis. Who does the, now the money is now by the moicha, the am ha'oretz. Who does the money belong to? The money belongs to the am ha'oretz. He paid it. It was a transaction. It's his. Ha'izichi can't be mechalal his money. So the kasha that Taisvis is asking is a kasha according to everybody. This doesn't have a shaykh. You don't have to be a bucky to learn Masechtas, to learn Perik Merube to ask this question. It's according to the man, the Yoman Perik Merube, that you can't be Mechalal Adov or Sheinei Bershusoi. How could the Lekeach be Mechalal the money? The money is Einei Bershusoi. Take the Rishash Aranusvi, the money is Einei Shaloi. It's not only Einei Bershusoi, it's Einei Shaloi. So the question is, how can you be so it's a question according to everyone, not according to one man, the Yoman. How can he be mechalal the money that's ain't ishalay? That's what they ask. Now, Emerson, Taisvis and Bobekame asks this kasha. Their Taisvis Taka asks this kasha the way we're asking the kasha. How could he be mechalal the money? It's ain't ishalay. He can't be mechalal Yenim's money. It's the idea that how can he be mechalal Yenim's money? Taisvis and Bobekame ask this kasha. And Taisva said, they said, Hefke Bezden Hefke, they made the money Shaloi. That means Bezden was Mafker, the money which was by the Moicher, and they made it belong to the Lekeach, Hefke Bezden Hefke. So now it's the Lekeach's money. So Taisva is finished. Now Taisva understands everything already. So from Taisva in Merube it would seem, That with Hefke Bez and Hefke, everything is solved. Everything is solved. So it's Shaloi, and it's, there's no Gneva over here. So it's no problem. So others want to say, the Eitzah brings down, that's me from the Chazanish, that Taisvis is going with that Teretz in Merube, that they said Hefke Bez and Hefke, and they made it Shaloi, but it's still considered Einei B'Shusay. Why? Because this Moicher has no intentions of giving him back the money. That means this Moicher, he gave him the money, what the Rabbanon are doing, Geitam Nishton. He sold Peres, he has money, and that's it. He's not interested in giving back the money. So the money, Lemaise, belongs to the Loikeach Al Tzefke Bezen Hefke, but still Einei B'Shusay, because the Moicher is not cooperative. The Moicher has no intentions of giving back this money to the Lekeach. So it's considered Shaloi Ve'ine B'Shusay. So Taisvis asks, so according to the Mandiyoma, that you're not permitted to be Mechalo, something that's Ve'ine B'Shusay, so what will he accomplish with this Chilul? So Taisus, he won't accomplish anything, but he'll remember the next time not to do it.
There,
if a person purchased a behemoth meye, and the moicher ran away, so the meise, so the Maaser Sheni, which was the Mois Maaser Sheni, which was Nischalul, so the Lekeach has to eat Peres Kenegdam Yerushalayim. It also doesn't work over there. It's a Knas. It's also a Knas. So Lechayre, Lefi Emerson, if it's a Knas, then Mestava, you don't say Hefke Bezen Hefke. So why do Bezen have to make Hefke Bezen Hefke, and it won't work side by side? Now Lefi Emerson could be, according to that man, the Yoma, since Hefke Bez and Hefke won't work side by side, so I cannot Hefke, the whole thing is a knas. The Ritva Lemaisa wants to say, two terutzim, the Ritva wants to say, either he's mechalol the mois, be yediyah samoich, he tells the moich, it was get on the moich, he says, you know, your peres has kedusha shviyas, I really would like that the kedusha shviyas should go on my peres, so I'll be mechalol the kedusha shviyas from your money on my peres, or the Ritva's mitzvah, it could be, you say, zochen l'adam shaloi befonam. That it's, loigorem is, since it's zicher aschus for the moicher, that the domim, since it's aschus for the moicher, that the domim should be nischalu, so the lekeach can do without the parsha of zochen l'adam shaloi befonam. Zoch the Gemara weiter, ba'medvorim amurim. Now, this whole halacha that we said, that one is permitted to purchase peiros shviyas from ma'ama oretz till dmei shalosh sudeis, we said about two shalosh sudeis, you're allowed to purchase it. You tell it, mustamol by
by Sudas with it, Belekeach min hamufker. That is Davke, if I know that this Moichel got the Peiris from Amokim Hefker. So the only Reyese this Moichel has is that he's an Amoretz. So an Amoretz is, so Pshat is, we'll see in Rashi, Amir de Kolomdes. That means, an amaoretz, you don't put in an asoyin. That means, if you give him peiris, if you give him money for shalosh sudas, no, he'll buy sudas with it, he won't put it away. He knows, but if you'll give him more than shalosh sudas, you're giving him a bundle of money, that's like you're dangling the asoyin in front of his nose. Then he's going to invest the money already. That means that this is already, you're putting him in on the soya. So he's going to invest the money, and that, so therefore you're not allowed to give him money which is worth more than shalei sudas. So when do we have these guidelines, bilekeach min hamufka, that this moicha had gotten these payers from a mokim hefka? That means we don't see any reyese in this moicha. Aval beloikeach min hameshumer, but if this moicher got peiris from a mokim hameshumer, so that's not the peiris should not be meshumer in shviyus, and he got these peiris from a mokim hameshumer, so then already this amaoretz is not a poshut amaoretz, he's already a choshut. That means if he got these peiris from a mokim hameshumer, he has a din of a choshud, and memele we won't trust him afilu with less than shalosh sudas. Afilu bekachatzi iser also. You're not allowed to give him money even the worth half of an iser. Let us see what Rashi says. Medvar mamurim demozin gimel sudas miyem moisrin. You're allowed to give him so much money you can trust him belekech min hamufka. What does that mean? Shero chover ze, this chover so, shenislak tu peiris alolu besoda hamufka. But these peiris were nilka from a soda hamufka. Shein ama oretz ze shoimroi. This ama oretz wasn't watching this, it was a soda hamufka. Hoyo, v'loi re'inu choshut. We didn't see him do anything wrong. Muta limsa loy ma'at. You'll have to give him a little money. You don't have to be choshet him. Avoloy harbe. You shouldn't give him a lot of money. Shalayte einay tzor alatz niyam. If you give him a lot of money, then that's, you're dangling it in front of his nose. So he'll want invested already. I mean, a lot of money, so what should you do with it? So he'll invest it. So you're being marshal. Avo beloykeyach min hameshumer. But if I see that these payers, I'm purchasing from this amaoretz, they were taken from amokim mishumer. Sheso dezu hoisa mishumeres begeder upesach no. That the soda that they were taken from was a soda mishumer. Is a nechshad. Now this person already is a choshud. Le'inyin sheni mafkil aniyim. Now we see he's doing other things wrong. There's nothing to do. That's not negeya us what he's doing. But I see he's more than a plain amaoretz. He's a choshud already. There's a mitzvah to be mafkil to aniyim. Dersiva ochlu avyoinei amecha. So memele, and he's not doing that. He's this lax on his soda. So memele varomo hi shamoichon al yad al yad. So then we see what he really intends to do. That means there's an issa. The Ramban Dachsman Chumash explains that there's an issa. There's two dinim. There's one din that a person is not permitted to keep his soda locked up. A fellow, he says later, when the Niyam will come, I'll open up my soda. It has to be open the whole year. It can't be open when they'll come. This person had a locked soda. Baromehi shamoichon al yad al yad. So what he's locking it up, what he's doing now, he has no intentions of ever giving it to him alive. He's going to sell it to Bissel. He's going to take everything for himself. That means what he did now is number one wrong. He made his soda asoda mishumeres, and he didn't. That's very yastir bochel of yoni amecha. But then I see from his actions that the whole thing is no intentions ever to give it to aniyim. He's going to sell the peiris. So memela. So this person is a real choshud, and if he's a real choshud, so don't give him any money whatsoever, because whatever you'll give him, he might do something wrong with it. Let us start Taisus. Bamedva Mamum the Mosin Sholish Mia Moisum like Echmina Hefke. Sherov Chovelze, Shinislak to Peres Alolo Besoda Mufke. Shein Amaoretze Shaimram. Hoyboloiri Inuhu Choshud. We didn't see him a Choshud. But the Limsaloi Maat. Avoloi Harbesh Leite Ainit Zoralatnim. And I'll give him a lot of money because then that'll be an Asoyan who invested. Avoboloi Kermina Meshumet. Shahasod is umokim, Mishuma begeder, Pesach, no, said Nershad. Lingin said, is choshed lagabish ene mafkiron, Shomra toyret is meten on the tashta, Bochlov yene amechom. Is choshed in that? Romi shamoichen ayad, kach perish bekuntras. Leitochim perish elofima shepirashna, Bishem rabbeinu tamperk bezdik subis, Kabishali chodesh shachaberi yoshin, and that sugye. The stam am ha'oretz ene choshed ele im ken yedei beishu choshed. That means that what he did another avere, that doesn't make him choshed in what we choshed him over here. That means if stam am ha'oretz we can trust with a Muslim sholish sudeis, so what he did another avere doesn't make him choshed more. Vi bevadai choshed meir, and if we know that this person is really choshed, that he goes and takes the May Perish Vies and does Dvom Asuim with it. It's in Kemen Amufke Nami Litza, Apigem, B'chalayin D'choshib Hosam. That means, so Taisis did not want, Rashi said from one action, we can already put a stempel on him, that this one is a choshib in all Hilchish Vies, and we won't give him anything. Taisis did not like that. But Oime Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbein Tam is a whole new Mahalach in our Gemara. The peiris mina mishuma asurim. Peiris which are mishuma are also to eat, kedoshine b'teiris koinim, ves invein is irecho loy sivtzer, min hamufker ato boitzer, from the hefkedike peiris without shmira yelata cut and eat, vi ato boitzer mina mishuma, but that which was mishuma, then is irecho mashme din nozar mehem b'nei odom, he separated people from them. So Mamelus of the Menetam says, the Gemara means something else, we'll see. That if this person, these peiris, were in a mokim and mishumma, you're not permitted to buy them. You know why? Because they're also to eat. They're also the kepeiris. That else, Moise peiris, the May peiris, for Islam orders. V'chein peiris bekundus b'shem raboisov b'soif yevomus. Rashi brought down such a pshat that mishumma is also b'achila. Gabi nochi, the Gemara in Seif Yevomah says like this, Nochi shayimoyche peiris b'shuk. But Omar, and the Nochi said like this, he wanted to be a good businessman, so he said as follows, peiris halolu shal olahem, shal netarevayhem, shal iskahem, loy omar v'loy klum, loy iskaven zeh lashbiach mekhoi, kloymer shal iske mi pardes mu'uzik, begedes aviv loy v'hishviyis. That means, pshat is like this, this guy wanted to say that these are excellent peiris. So he said, you know, sha'olahim, he didn't know, kitzur shochnoch, he never learned. But he said these peiris come from a new tree. The mamish is not an old tree, this is a new tree with frisha keiches. Sha'olahim, sha'netar revayim. So memela, so listen, it's good schayre, so you should pay good money for it. Or he said, shall iskain, that means that it was shviyis, you know, so he told them, you know, most of the peiris that grow in shviyis, they're trampled, they're not taken care of. This was taken from a mokim that was mishumah. This is good schayre. That's what the guy said. Hanegei alonu, so it says, you don't believe one word of him. He's a businessman. It's not ola, it's not revai, it's not shomo, it's not anything. That's the Gemara, that you should know by a goya, shepim di boshov yiminim imin shoker, you don't have to bat an eyelash. Vehikshe shom bekunteres, but Rashi had a different problem. Al perushem, ma iser yesh kan, what kind of iser there that's meshumer, comes from meshumadika place? Imovas manabi, if it's after this manabi, loishnam and meshumer, loishnam and amufker also. The koydim as manayilu meilu mutom. So there Rashi also brought from Rabbeis of Apshat that like the Benetam said, the Meshumar is also ba'achila. Rashi says he doesn't know of such an Issa. Upirisham, so Rashi says over there, the Iske ir sheberetz Yisrael. Upirisham mishubochim. Iske doesn't mean it's Meshumar, Shviz. No, it was, there were two pairs there. Vimoyevit kichovim, so bechutzel oretz, a mishabchom, v'oima mi Iske hein, ein choshishin ledvorov, Leinian Shvius, they know you give a good slogan. I mean, the name of the boy, you mask him, I should shine, I should I mean, that the Shalas does have two Shvius, not as it's also Bachila. He says it comes from Eretz Yisrael. If it comes from Eretz Yisrael, there's two Shvius. If it comes from a good slogan, it doesn't have two Shvius. Or Leinian Shlalas, Alemi Peres, good slogan, Mishiman Abdur Alachir. Or to be another Navkamina, if the Eretz Yisrael, the Kaperes, you can't be Mafrish. In my from Chutzlot to Kepayas, it's Naptur Alachir. If you believe him, if you don't believe him, so I assume it's Chutzlot to Kepayas. That's how Rashi says. Upeirish Rabbeinu, Upeirish Rishon,